From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block in Washington.
And I'm Madeline Brand in California. President Obama took his case for a health care overhaul to the West today. He made the first of several stops in states where skepticism about his plans runs high. He got some pushback today in the town of Belgrade, Montana, but he also heard from supporters. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president and joins us now. Don, tell us about this event in Belgrade.
It was in an airplane hangar, literally right on the tarmac at a small airport. Air Force One landed, and the president and press corps walked all of 200 steps to the event. The crowd, about 1,300 people or so, very polite. It had a very Western feel. There were cowboy hats. There were lots of people here who were clearly supporters of the president, but there were also skeptics and outright opponents in the mix.
And what kind of questions did the president get?
He took nine questions, eight questions, and then somebody made a statement at the end. They were generally supportive. A lot of them were about Medicare or Medicaid and what would reform mean there. There was talk of frustration with the current system. Some came from small businesses struggling to cover their employees. That certainly played into something that the president likes to talk about. But one questioner stood up and said, "Mr. President, to do this, you will have to raise my taxes." He introduced himself this way.
"My name is Randy Rathi. I'm from Ekalaka, Montana. And as you can see, I'm a proud NRA member. I believe in our Constitution, and it's a very important thing. I also get my news from the cable networks because I don't like the spin that comes from them other places."
"Oh, you gotta be careful about them cable networks, though.
No.
But that's okay. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead with your question."
So, Don, it sounds like the president is a little skeptical of them cable networks. What else?
Again,
what else?
You know, it's a tactic to kind of disarm a critical question with some charm. But the president said it's a good question. He said that 2/3 of the savings, the cost of this, will come from savings and new efficiencies. But he did say taxes will be raised. But he said, remember, during his campaign, he said nobody who makes less than $250,000 a year will pay more taxes. He said that still holds. People who make more than that can pay more.
And were there any questions from people who think the president should be going even further with his plans?
Absolutely. One woman stood up and said, "Why don't we just get a plan like they have in Canada or Britain?" She said those work just fine. The president does not support that kind of a plan. He has stopped short of that, you know, a single payer option or one where it's just a government takeover. Those are words that he tends to avoid. But he did offer a defense, again, of a public option within a system that he said would be a uniquely American system. And, he said, though, it will not be a government takeover of healthcare.
Thank you. That's NPR's Don Gagne traveling with the president.